Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this last weekend of the month. Can you believe that? We have a good show for you this week. My first guest, the legendary Dick Smothers from the Smothers Brothers. Later on, actor, singer, game show host John Davidson will be joining us. Then from Chicago Fire, Kara Kilmer and Miranda Ray Mayo will be on the show. Next hour, one funny guy, Jeff Foxworthy, will be here. From Shark Week, which this episode, hosted by our guest Tom Hurd, will be about sharks eating cocaine. You got to hear this. From NBC, Al Roker, and then we're going to talk home loans with Rob Cook. And that's all coming up the next 2 hours with Ron Segi today. I'll be right back with Dick Smothers of the Smothers Brothers.
What did it sound like?
It sounded like you said naked.
Naked?
Or bacon. Naked bacon.
Oh, boy.
I have no idea. It sounded like you said naked bacon.
Oh, that really makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? I'm going to come out here, start singing, stop, and turn to my brother and say naked bacon.
Didn't make any sense to me either, so I just ignore it. I don't even know what naked bacon is, and if I did, I wouldn't take it.
I didn't ask. How could you ignore it if I never said it?
Took a lot of concentration.
Sure. A lot of imagination. Now, did you hear me say take it or did you not? I'm not sure.
I only heard you say take it once.
Which time?
Third time.
How did you know it was the third time if you only heard it once?
I counted backwards from the first two times I didn't.
I never get tired of listening to the Smothers Brothers. They are fabulous. And I'm proud that both of them I can call my friends. I'm always glad when we talk to the Smothers family. And they are the nicest guys in the world. Joining us right now from the team of the Smothers Brothers is Dick Smothers. Hi, Dick. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm so excited that you are on a major tour here for the next few months, aren't you?
Yeah, well, we're sort of like cats. You know, either running crazy or you're sleeping.
Yes.
Or you're eating. You know, we run around for a spasm or two. You know, it may take a couple of months, and then I go back to Sarasota where I live.
Yeah.
Sort of really, that's my nurturing and re-energizing place. I just love it.
Our mutual friend Bobby Vinton lives over in that area. He loves Sarasota.
Oh, Florida has, it's a little bit like California as far as the diversity.
Yes.
It's a different diversity, but you could be up in Jacksonville or down the Keys, or you could be in the Panhandle, or you could be in the Gulf States, or all the way over, you know, the South Beach and wear black and white and get very tall.
Yeah, get very tall.
I felt very short. I went to a club when I was living in Wellington, West Palm, with some guys, and I'm short, and the guys hadn't even shown up. It was early, because I go out early. It was all the models.
Oh.
All the models. You know, we had three different decades of guys in this car, and felt very out of place. I like the West Coast of Florida.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that, because I'm Italian, so I know what it's like to be just a tad shorter than everybody else in the room.
Florida is just darn amazing. I've gotten so familiar with it. Actually, my sister's lived in Sarasota for about 20 years. She works at the dog track. And she does administrative there, and she really loves it. And when there's a power outage, she's a backup rabbit for the Greyhounds. She's 67, so she never wins, but they give her a 10-yard, and it's a legal race, you know. She's got all these muzzle marks on her butt from these dogs trying to stop. They don't learn they're going to close at that rapid of a speed.
No, I know that.
But Sherry likes to be, sister Sherry likes to be used.
That's good.
And stuff.
That's a good job for her then, too, you know.
I mean, muzzle marks on her body. It's not cellulite, it's muscle marks.
It's muscle marks. I think that's an excuse that a lot of women can use now. They just say, these are not cellulite marks, they're just muzzle marks.
You know, by the way, I'm saying this 2,500 miles away from my sister. So
well, of course. But you have to come back sometime. You have to go home sometime, Dick.
Oh, yeah, but she's getting up there. She will not remember.
Well, we have a great affiliate down in that area, so I'm sure they're going to hear this show.
Oh, yeah.
You and your brother are class acts. I remember we were playing at Harvey's in Lake Tahoe, and we were doing our show across the street from Harrah's, where you guys were playing, and we had, I think, Chuck Negron from Three Dog Night and Judy Tenuta, and you guys were gracious enough to walk across the street, do the show with me in the lobby, and then that night we came over and saw you. Your comedy never grows stale. I mean, it's always timely. It's always good. And, you know, you took a big beating back in the late 60s with CBS television, but you came back
bigger and bigger, and 59 was your first personal appearance, February 1959. That's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. We're still out there doing it. And we're now, we've just completed our 50th year. We're in our 51st year.
Wow.
And, you know, if you live long enough, everybody, I don't care who you are, you get your hard knocks.
Yep.
And you come out of them. And you come out of them either whole or angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always come out of anything that's happened with a lot of gratitude. Because we are so blessed to be in this business. It's something that we love to do. And if you could spend your life doing something you love to do, then you're a winner.
Yes.
You really are. I don't care what it is. We never were particularly angry. Things happen because they happen. And we happen to be born at the right time so that our show, our television career in the mid-late 60s was at a time that was a very divisive and a very well, it's like one of the years that defined what America is.
Mm-hmm.
68, man, and we didn't pick it. We just happened to be dropped in there by fate.
Boy, that's right. And that was one of the years that really changed history in the 20th century. There's no question about it. What I really am excited about, that Time Life has released the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, the best of season 3, as a 4-DVD box set. When you go back and you watch the material, okay, it's talking about a different war, it's talking about a different economy, it's talking about everything that is different, but it isn't. It applies to today.
Well, that's the thing. Tommy has a little joke about that. He says, it's great. We have to study history so we could repeat the same mistakes with the same results.
Amen. Absolutely.
And we seem to do that. I mean, but it's not just us. I love our country and but I think it's a people thing. England lost us, you know, with the Tea Party and that. They lost India with the salt things. You know, you keep repeating it. You know, if you're really a fat cat in the Industrial Revolution, you get to be a fat cat, and people start thinking outside the box, and then you lose your position.
Mm-hmm.
And America's always got to, I think, any country, you know, I just love the history books, like the songs we're reading about John Adams.
And, oh, yeah.
And Abraham Lincoln, I love Abraham Lincoln. What a genius.
Yeah.
What an amazing man. If we just keep trying to re-energize ourselves with the pride that is our genealogy and our history, and keep reinventing ourselves to the original purpose of this country.
Yeah.
And I know every time a liberal thinks he's fixed something, a conservative thinks they've broke it. That's always been. Remember the loyalists?
Yes,
well,
sure.
They said, hey, man, you guys are getting treason. You're going to be hung. You're going to be shot.
Isn't that amazing?
And then there's the other part that says, no, they have no right to do what they're doing. So if we could get together and say, hey, the common good now is a time where the whole world is going to have, I have no idea what the world's going to look like in 5 years.
Yeah.
I hope it's great, but we got to all pull together.
And all this bickering over small stuff. You know, I look down all of the awards that you guys have accumulated. I'm just going to go on the short list here.
You're embarrassing me here. We haven't really got that much.
Oh, no, but wait a minute. Now, being in the broadcasting entertainment business, the fact that the Museum of Television and Radio produced a retrospective and seminar on your work, the fact that you got the George Carlin Freedom of Expression Award, the fact that you got the Boston Comedy Festival Lifetime Achievement Award, honorary doctorate degrees from San Jose State University. I mean, this is remarkable stuff. Now, everybody who's listening, I want to mention a few cities here. Dick is now in Laughlin, Nevada, right?
Yeah, Laughlin.
Then goes to La Mirada, California. Then to Denver, Colorado. Beaver Creek, Colorado. Then he's going to be here in Orlando, Florida. They both are. That's why they call them the Smothers Brothers. Then Fort Pierce on the 21st in Riverside, Iowa.
You're getting me tired.
I wish I was back in Buffalo on 25th because you're going to be with the symphony up there.
Oh, yeah. We love to do the symphony. But I tell you, we had one of the thrills in recent history of us. We just did 3 days at the Kennedy Center with the National Symphony.
Oh, wow.
My daughter, who's my youngest daughter, who's just going to graduate from NYU, she came down from New York, and her mother lives in D.C. She's married, actually. Her stepdad is Chris Wallace.
So your ex-wife is married to Chris Wallace.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she goes from comedy to serious news, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah. She, and actually, Chris Wallace's mother, Cappy, she married, she had 2 husbands, Mike, and the other one created CBS News.
Really?
Yeah, on the radio. And so she comes with good stock. And I got to tell you, we used to be on the road when I married Lorraine about 250 days a year. And that was, that's not smart to marry a 27-year-old and go on like that. So, you know, you can't be a good dad and be gone.
Right.
And so actually they went to a real stable family. And anyway, Lorraine and my daughter came to see the show. And it was just really fun sitting up at the top, rooftop restaurant of the Kennedy Center, having a nice civilized dinner with my ex-wife.
Wow.
And my daughter. I'm so proud of her. And then doing a show, you know. And that, those are some of the benefits. But like anybody out in your listening audience who is a traveling person, be they athlete, salesperson, military, or whatever, there's a cost and a benefit of all those kinds of jobs.
I, for many years, was a singer, and when they really wanted to, you know, put me on like a couple hundred days a year, I said, geez, I don't know if I can do that. Yeah. You got to really want it bad and burning in your stomach, because you're right, it is a tough, tough deal.
Yeah,
out there.
And you affect your family.
Boy, that is absolutely correct. Dick, we're going to pause for just a second. We're going to come right back with another segment with our special guest and friend, Dick Smothers. Check out their website, smothersbrothers.com. And Dick Smothers and I will be right back with more with Ron Sedgie today.
Just let me say this to all of you here tonight. I know a lot of you in this wonderful Symphony Hall are members of families, or even know people who are members of families.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Great business time for Calvin. I would think the phone would be ringing off the hook, and he would be ordering
nauseating. That's right. You know, it's been 25 years this April, and we've been having customers who are safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you want to look to light, you've really got to check it out on our website, topoff.com. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got type 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and that don't forget the 99 special right now.
Fabulous Mother
Use
Brothers.
The DJV code for
yet another
free shipping as well. DJV code.
A lot of people will ask
toplost.com and
Mother Brothers. I know you've interviewed both of them.
Sounds like it would be kind of fun.
Both of them at the same time, and each individually, they say which one you like the best. And I said, you know, that's the same problem my mother has
at toplost.com.
We're so similar and so different.
Oh, there's no doubt. I have two brothers, and that's the same way. My wife said to me the other day, were your brothers adopted? Because I can't believe it came from the same family.
Yeah, you know, the real reason that we're still working is Tommy's just the comedic genius. But there's a lot of other things that are in the soup or the stew of what makes us. And I'm a perfect straight man for him.
Yeah.
And every comedy team that had any longevity had absolutely the right straight man.
Yep.
George and Gracie, Abbott Costello, Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and Dan Rowan was a fantastic straight man.
Yep.
And that doesn't mean they're a great straight man for everybody.
No. Sometimes it's tough, as my pal Ed McMahon would always say, tough to come up with a snapper. Because, you know, that's the job of the comedic end of it. Now, I know you're playing a lot of cities, but when you play Orlando, is the yo-yo man coming with you?
Yes, he comes.
Okay.
Sometimes he, you know, the yo-yo man, but I want people to know, when they see the yo-yo man, in a state of yo, that's not a state of perfection. There's no state of perfection in our family, and I don't think anyone out there who's listening. And that's not, you know, God made us perfect, and then he says, okay, you're all perfect, now I want you to start improving yourself.
That's right.
So it's like going to Starbucks and saying tall is a short.
That's right.
Well, you know, the shortest coffee at Starbucks is tall. Now, wait a minute. How can, then what's shorter than the tall? They do make a short, by the way.
Well, it's like The Biggest Loser on television. You know, I was interviewing...
The Biggest Loser, oxymoron.
It's an oxymoron, jumbo shrimp, you know.
I'll tell you a thing on that. When we first started in San Francisco at the Purple Onion in 1959,
wow.
We were at the bottom of the act, the bill, of course, and they have a lot of tour buses in San Francisco, and sometimes we would do four or five shows. Well, after we'd been there about 3 months, they brought back Phyllis Diller, who had made her start there, and she was the big headliner, and we'd shared a dressing room with her and another act that was about arms width wide by about 12 feet. We're all hung up there. She'd have her little... Anyway, we'd change and do all this stuff. It was very intimate. And she was always looking at us and trying to tell us to try, go out and stretch for something. You know, really go for it. And she said, you guys have this bit about a chicken, you know. Dickie got a dog, you got a chicken. That's funny. She said, but you know what would be funny as a killer chicken? You had a killer chicken. And then we found out in Sunshine Boys, you saw that movie.
Sure.
They were saying, K's are funny. K, anything with a K is funny.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, chicken sounds like a K. It doesn't matter. It's a C. Who cares?
Okay.
K. And so it's a killer chicken oxymoron. A coward killer.
You got to be really hot to be able to follow that or to be able to remember that.
But she stimulated us on to, because we create our bits over months and months, because every time the audience laughs at something else, Tommy, something else comes out of his mouth. So the thing that I was mom's favorite started just with that.
Yeah.
Mom liked me best. That was it. And I used to put him down. And then Tom slowly got into the things that he didn't get to do, and I got to do the things I had he didn't. And so when she said killer chicken, well, within a few months, Tommy's chicken, pet chicken, grew into a 40-pound killer chicken. We have so much fun embellishing and embellishing. And someone said early on, be yourself. Or if you're a writer, write what you know. And if you're a comedian, talk about what you know. This family stuff. And Richard Pryor exaggerated his ethnic New York things, you know, with amazingly good, right? Well, Tommy and I came with the thing. We grew up with Grandma. We had a pet chicken. Actually, we did. Brownies. When she died, that chicken was beef jerky.
I know.
It was an old chicken. And it wasn't 40 pounds, and it didn't kill my dog. my grandpa ran over the dog by accident. The chicken had nothing to do with it.
The chicken was innocent.
Yeah, and we didn't have much, so Tommy said, you got a scooter? And I said, I gave you my scooter. He said, yeah, but it didn't have any wheels. I had to drag your scooter. You know, so, you know, with, I don't care what ethnic you are or type, you get Italian or just socioeconomic levels, you take what you know. And the brother thing, everybody can relate.
That's right.
Even a single child could relate to mom liking something better.
Yep.
The dog, the cat.
Right, her husband.
Milkman, whatever.
Yeah. Everything needs a hook. And you guys came upon the hook.
Yeah, and that was a blessing, yeah.
Your comedy team has lasted longer than any of those you mentioned.
Because we have nowhere else to go. We have gotten job applications everywhere.
That's when I asked Milton Berle one time. I said, would you ever retire? He said, for what? Now, you have a website, right? Is it smothersbrothers.com?
That's right.
If people go to that, they can get, if they missed me earlier, all the locations that this tour is taking Tom and Dick to.
And also, if they don't want to buy our DVD through Amazon or whatever, they could get it through there. And I take to tell somebody, you know, it's so nice you to mention the DVD, but if they got on Amazon.com, you know, and picked and selected it and said, look at some of the reviews and stuff, they're really great. It's not just the shows, it's that bonus material.
Yes.
With it.
Yes.
The paper trail of the memos, the
yes.
talking with the vice president of CBS, and the guy who hired us, and the people who fired us, and some of the stars and writers. I mean, there's a whole thing. Oh, and there's also, I think, a bonus DVD of Pat Paulson's run for president.
Oh, see, I love those bonus things that you get on the CD that you can't get with a normal VHS when that was in vogue. You know,
By the way, you know, we do a little video, a little short video during the show. I think everybody does. It's been around a while. But ours is... And I narrate most of it. Anyway, Pat Paulson, we have a little thing. He's one of the guys. And he does a little tirade on there from way back over 40 years ago.
Oh.
That will blow your mind because it is so relevant. You're saying, you know, times repeat themselves all the time.
Yes.
And Pat's is really cool.
Well, that's what I urge everybody to do is go to smothersbrothers.com, pick up the DVD, Great, Great Memories, and check the website to see where they're going to be playing. And I guarantee you, if you go to their concert, two things will happen. First of all, you can take the entire family. And the second thing, you will go out with a busted gut laughing so hard. They're terrific. Dick, we're going to see you in Orlando on the 20th then, right?
Okay, Ron, I hope so.
Always nice talking to you. Give Tom my best, and we'll look forward to seeing you.
Hey, great talking to you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dick. Dick Smothers from the great team of the Smothers Brothers. They're going to be all over the country. In fact, they're on tour right now. So check it out and see where they're going to be on their website, smothersbrothers.com.
Hey, great talking to you. Always great talking to you. You're just wonderful. You stimulate a lot of thought, you know, in the conversation.
Well, I appreciate that very much, Dick. And both you and your brother know how I feel about you guys. Dick Smothers from the fabulous Smothers Brothers. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running the business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA News Update. More than 100 million Americans are under heat advisories this weekend from coast to coast. The heat index in cities like New York, Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia soared into the triple digits given the high humidity in many areas. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating two separate plane crashes that occurred Saturday afternoon in Wisconsin. Officials say two small aircraft collided mid-air at a regional airport near Oshkosh. A few hours later, a small plane carrying two passengers crashed into Lake Winnebago. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is calling for the immediate release of the president of Niger, who was taken captive during an attempted coup earlier in the week. The Mega Millions jackpot has topped $1 billion for Tuesday night's drawing. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Just once in a lifetime, a man knows a moment. One wonderful moment when fate takes his hand. This is the moment, my once in a lifetime, when I can explore a new and exciting life.
And we are back. back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Actually, who you are listening to is a friend of ours for many, many years. We're in our 32nd year of doing this national radio show. And when we started, our next guest was with us a couple, three times a month. And I haven't talked to him in years. I am very excited that he is here. And he's going to entertain us with some great news that he's got in his remarkable career. Joining us right now is longtime friend, John Davidson. Hi, John. How are you? Welcome to the show. Good to hear you again.
Rob, it's great to see you again. Man, we've done so much stuff over the years. And that recording was, I think you just played. I just heard a little bit of something there. I've had a lot of recordings, but performing live has always been my fun thing. You know that. And I performed a lot in the Orlando area as well. Did a lot of things at Disney and stuff. But I have my own club now in Sandwich, New Hampshire, called Club Sandwich. It's a barn. Of course, it's a barn if it's New Hampshire. I got a lot of old barns. And it's just 44 seats, but I'm singing with my guitar and a bass player, and I love the intimacy of it. It's a very intimate little theater. I feel like I'm singing in my living room. I sit on ladies' laps and sing and tell jokes.
I'm very excited about this. I just found out about this a couple of days ago, and it was funny because I was thinking about you the other day about all of the 82 appearances on Johnny's Tonight Show. And, you know, I wonder what John's doing. You and I used to talk when you lived on your boat. That's how long we go back.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. I was getting that boat ready as I was going to turn 50. This was 30 years ago. I thought my life was going to be over soon, and so I wanted a great adventure. I took my own boat through the Panama Canal, and I must have talked to you from California.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting the boat ready for that trip. Thanks for remembering that, man.
And also remember the time that you were in Orlando, and you were gracious enough to meet some of my family that were visiting from the north backstage at, I think it was the Bob Carr Center. I think the show, John, was either Oklahoma or State Fair.
Yeah, I toured with Oklahoma a lot. I played Curly until I was like 55. I was too old to be Curly. He should be a young cowboy. But yeah, and then I did State Fair, the musical on our way to Broadway, actually played Orlando in that. I've done a lot of Broadway stuff, and then I got into television, hosted Hollywood Squares, and that's incredible, and sat in for Carson. It's been a crazy career.
But you know, I got to tell you something. Your humor, your talent, whether it be acting, singing, is incomparable, really. I mean, you do a terrific job. Now, I have to tell you something. I know that you've had like 13 albums out. And early on in the early 70s, I started singing with a little rhythm section. And today now I tour with a 15-piece orchestra. But I got to tell you, back in 72, 73, because I was a disc jockey at that time, the song that I thought should have been your million seller, and the song that I did, and a great song. I can't remember the name of the album, but the song was called Every Time I Sing a Love Song. That should have been a number one record.
Ron, I thank you so much for bringing that. Yes, every time I sing a love song, I'll be singing it to you.
Yeah.
It was a song that I think Elvis had recorded and never released. And, yeah, I thought that should have been a hit, too. I thought it was very well produced. But I wasn't set up to be a hit record guy. Tony Orlando is a good friend, and he got me in the studio and tried to get me to make a hit record. A guy named David Gates, who used to sing with Bread, got me into a studio and tried to help me get a hit. I've never had a hit, but yeah, thank you for remembering that. That was a good song.
I love that song, and I have it on an album here in my studio right now, but believe it or not, I was going to play it. I don't have a record player. Can you believe that? Now, you mentioned Tony.
I just got a record player again myself. Yeah, thanks for remembering that, man.
You mentioned Tony Orlando. Tony's a dear friend of mine. In fact, last week he was over my house with his wife, Franny, for dinner. And I don't have to remind him about that because I didn't realize that he was so involved in trying to get you to have a hit record. And you deserved it. I got to be honest, you have.
It was just one time, but I think he said you've got to phrase things differently. He said you're doing things like Curly in Oklahoma. You got to find your own style, and I eventually did, and it turned out okay, but he tried to help me. It was great.
Well, I have to tell you, yeah, he's a great guy, and if anybody's going to help somebody, he's the guy to do it. You know, you mentioned all of your television work, too. I mean, you had the Tom Jones Summer Replacement Show, the Kraft Summer Music Hall. You have done so many things on stage, and you also recreated with your wife a card game called Borderline USA. You wrote a book and a play, and you played the wizard in the Broadway musical Wicked. So it's not like you haven't been busy, busy, busy. You're like the old guy, Billy DeWolf, that used to be on The Tonight Show.
I think it's variety. I think I get bored easily. So, yeah, I started on Broadway, and then did this sitcom with Sally Field, and then wrote the book and the play. And Borderline USA is our geography card game to teach people where the states are. That's still available at johndavidson.com. I think I love the versatility of my career, and that's what kept me going. And but I think it is confusing. People say, "What? Who is John Davidson?" Well, I'm a Swiss Army knife, not just a spear. I can do many things, and I love the versatility.
And you have it. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, you are very versatile and very appealing to audiences of all ages. Now, John, this Club Sandwich that is located in Sandwich, New Hampshire, as you mentioned, you do these shows with you and a bass player Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You do them only between, and this is the second season, June 24th and October 2nd. And it only has 44 seats, so you got kind of make reservations relatively quick. But I sense that you love the intimacy, as you alluded to, because it's an altogether different venue than you would do in Las Vegas in a big showroom.
Oh, yeah. It's very, very intimate. But I'm still doing like a Las Vegas-type show. I have rear projection screens, the multimedia show. We were sold out all last summer. Wow. I was just doing Friday and Saturday. So this year I've added an extra show on Sunday matinee, so people want to come during the daytime. And I present other artists on Thursday nights. I present touring shows as well that come through. But I just love doing it. At my age, performing is on my singing and telling jokes is better than sex. Of course, most things are at my age.
See, that's pretty funny. I hate to say this, but I kind of relate to that. I would never admit it until you just did. But I feel your pain on that. What do you do in the wintertime? Do you come down here to Florida, do any gigs down here or other places where it's sunny and warm?
I have a daughter, yep, who lives in Atlanta, Florida. So I come down to Florida often to see her. My son lives in Mexico, over in La Paz, Mexico, in Baja. So I actually have a boat a boat on the Sea of Cortez. I spent some time on my boat there in the Sea of Cortez. And I also enjoy the New Hampshire winters, too. I get around to see my kids. I have three kids. I love getting around to see them. Yeah, I'm a grandpa. I've got six grandchildren.
Oh, my gosh. I can't picture that. I could talk to you for hours, John. We have a lot of catching up to do. I wish that you come back and join us again when you have more time. I want to remind everybody that they can go to johndavidson.com/Cub Sandwich to make reservations for his second season that starts on the 24th of this month. But, John, you got to visit us more often. I enjoy you being here, and it's been way too long since our last visit, so can we do this more often in the future?
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate the invitation. I'll let you know when I'm in town. All the best, Ron. It's great to talk to you again.
Nice talking with you, too, John. Congratulations on the second season. Good luck, my friend. Our guest has been singer, actor, writer, host of television shows, the full package, John Davidson. And again, the place to go if you want tickets to his big show that is in Sandwich, New Hampshire, Club Sandwich, is to johndavidson.com/Club Sandwich. The amazing part about John, and I say this affectionately, okay, he had over 13, 14 albums. He never had a hit record. Not fair. This guy really and truly was a talented and continues to be a talented entity in the entertainment business. Good voice, great arrangements, great songs, and a great entertainer. The full package, really, when you go on stage. He does it all. Comedy, singing, dances. He is really the premier performer, but never had a chart record. John Davidson. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. Joining us are two beautiful and talented actresses, and they're part of another season of a show that is absolutely sensational, Chicago Fire, Wednesday nights at 9 p.m. on NBC. Joining us right now is Kara Kilmer and Miranda Ray Mail. Miranda, Kara, welcome to the show, and congratulations on yet another season.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you so much.
I'm excited about this because this show is great. It's season number 5, according to my calculations, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, there have been some cast changes, have there not? I mean, there's different things going on in this season there at Firehouse 51.
Yeah, there's a little bit of rotation. Obviously, we're just like a normal firehouse. We have people coming and going.
When you do this every week, and it's like a movie every week, do you have real firemen on duty to make sure the accuracy is okay? Because somebody told me one time that some of the extras are real firemen.
Yes, absolutely. We do try and extend an invitation to surrounding firehouses, and we have a lot of firefighters and paramedics who work with us to make sure that we don't make fools of ourselves.
Yeah.
We actually have one of the cast members, Tony Ferraris, is a is an active firefighter. So whenever there's really technical, really difficult stuff that we shoot, we actually let him do it.
Oh, wow. That's give it to the pro, right? Now, your character is a young paramedic that were transferred over to Firehouse 51. I think it was season number 3 that happened. But you had a little bit of an adjustment because you came from a small town type of responder to the streets of Chicago. I mean, that was one drastic move, was it not?
Yes, absolutely. Sylvie Brett comes from a small town, Fowlerton, Indiana, and she moves to the big city to get over her heart being broken. And honestly, now she's got 2 years in the firehouse, and I think this year she finally gets to step into her authority a little bit. She's kind of found her place in the group. But you never know. Chicago is a surprising city. They will they'll keep throwing some new emergencies, things you didn't even realize could be emergencies at you. So we'll see some things like that this year for sure, and you'll get to see how Sylvie deals with them.
Now, Miranda, your particular character, a little early on in the year, had an extended role on this show, which has evolved into this season. So you're playing a more active role at Firehouse 51 too, right?
Yes, sir. Yes. She is, Stella is a firefighter on truck. So she's working with Lieutenant Casey, Herman, Otis, and Mouch running around, putting out fires, rescuing people.
I'm sure that is not difficult in this scenario, as it is in other Dick Wolf productions, like Law and Order, that you find storylines. Do you take some of the stories that are actually in the headlines and put them into the storyline of the show?
Well, I do not, personally.
You don't?
I don't know how they would like me in the writer's room, but we actually have a gem of a human, Steve Chikorotis. He was a fire captain. He's a fire deputy chief. Fire deputy chief for many years.
Mm-hmm.
And so he is in all of our concept meetings, all of, you know, he's in the writer's room talking to the writers about his experience, calls that he's been on, calls of other chiefs and friends that he knows. So, yeah, I mean, all of our stories are really grounded in reality. They come from a real place, and I think that's why the show is done as well as it's done.
Kara, you've been in a lot of things like Hulu original series If I Can Dream and Tin Man, NBC pilot, and Horizon. Both of you bring a lot of experience into the production of this, but do you find that doing something that is actual job, I mean, you know, they're firefighters compared to, let's say, a fictional type of thing where you don't have to be so accurate on the terminology and what you're doing, is it more difficult to do something like this, like a medical show or this is a firefighter show versus something that you make up as you go along?
Absolutely. I mean, the last thing that we want to do is make light of the work that these civil servants do.
Right.
The people that we work with are heroes, and we want to do them their due diligence by being as accurate as we can. So when I started 2 years ago, we have a wonderful paramedic who works with us, Michelle Martinez, who took me on a run in the ambulance, and I saw how they kind of tackled things firsthand, and we had to go through training. I know all the firefighters. I know Miranda also had to do some firefighter training. I mean, they teach you how to, like, you know, I know how to do an IV. I know how to intubate someone. Would I do it? No. But we, you know, we have to learn how to do those things and make sure that it looks good because we, you know, we want to do them justice.
Yeah,
for sure.
One of the things, too, that I like about it is that, and I think this has evolved over the years, and I think Dick Wolf had a lot to do with it, too, is that a lot of times when you watch detective shows or medical shows, or in this case, you know, Chicago Fire, that you never really see the stress, the strain, the emotion that goes in the backstory. You know, you always saw the police officer that got up in the morning and he was already dressed. You already saw the firefighter who was already running through the blaze. But this has the backstory. I mean, like the season cliffhanger with Grant entering Stella's apartment. You see the personal side of these individuals.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that that's a very important part of telling these people, these heroes' stories, is create a three-dimensional character, an actual life that you relate to, that you see the ups and downs and the struggles. And it really makes you just respect their strengths that they have to exemplify, you know, on the job and off the job.
Would you not agree that the city is one of the characters?
Absolutely. Yes, Chicago serves as an excellent backdrop
sure.
for all of these stories. I think that's the reason why we're able to sustain four shows. If it's not just the salt of the earth, like shoot you straight from the hip, community of just the people of Chicago, it is like the crime, the weather, the just the where we are in the U.S. There's so many factors at play that give us things to work off of, and we're out in it. If it's negative 20 degrees, we're out there.
We're out there. Yeah.
So.
Well, the show is, of course, of Chicago Fire. Our guests are Kara Kilmer and Miranda Ray Mayo, who star in the show as Sylvie Brett and also Stella Kidd. Do I have anybody come up to you, Miranda, and say, Stella?
Just me. The first day that she arrived on set, I knocked on her trailer door and I said, Stella! Just a little Marlon Brando for you.
That's pretty funny. Well, congratulations. Break a leg. Well, don't. Well, if you can, you got a paramedic there, so you don't have to worry about it.
True. Fix me right up.
Yeah, they'll fix you right up. There's no problem. And we hope to soon talk far before there's 100 episodes in the can. How would that be?
That would be great.
That would be great. Miranda, Kara, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck again. 9 o'clock Eastern Time on NBC on a Wednesday evening.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, ladies. We're going to pause for a second, but there's a whole lot more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
That wraps up the first hour of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. And I want to thank my buddy Dick Smothers of the Smothers Brothers for joining us. Also actor, game show host, and great singer, John Davidson. And from the cast of Chicago Fire, Kara Kilmer and Miranda Ray Mayo. Next hour, One Funny Man. Comedian Jeff Foxworthy, Tom Hurd will be here talking about Shark Week. The episode that he hosts is called Shark Cocaine. Al Roker from NBC Weather, and then we'll be chatting with Roth Cook about home loans in our lifestyle segment. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub."
Uh-oh.
Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.